Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers as well as other top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman, and I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today, we have a very special guest, Dr. Jill Greenbaum, founder of Major in You. She's a nationally recognized expert in the areas of college admissions and wellness. She's an innovator in using visuals to coach teens and parents during the college search. Her program and book, How to Major in You and Find the Right College, uses a strength-based approach in working with teens to help them understand themselves, meet challenges, and to problem solve. So, Jill, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Stacey. It's my pleasure.
Yeah, well, you know what? The first question is, what do you mean by, for me anyway, when I saw your information come over, what do you mean by major in you? What is that concept?
Oh, well, the concept behind that is really exactly what it says, which is the college search process is all about the teenager. It's all about teens discovering their strengths, their needs, wants, and challenges so that they can choose the environments that are the best matches for them. And I think often people get caught up in names or reputations of colleges and they think college first. And I really want to turn that around because I think teens are the most important part of the process.
Right, and you don't want to be undecided, right, in majoring in you, right? You want to be able to know exactly what those strengths and weaknesses are. And you're right, I find that as well. People are like, oh, well, and maybe parents come into play there too, don't they, Jill, when they're talking about the prestige of a college sometimes?
Absolutely, and I have teens talk about this a lot with me. They'll say, oh, well, my mom went here, my grandfather went mm-hmm. there. I feel sort of this pressure to look at those colleges, and I'm like, you know what? Finding the place that's right for you is knowing yourself and then finding the colleges that are the good match. And that might be an alma mater for someone in your family or maybe not. And so having a thorough conversation about your vision as a teenager is critically important. And so parents need to be open to hearing that kind of thing.
Right. And now when we're talking about the parents, and I know that you go across the country and you're talking to parents as well as teenagers at conferences and conventions and different workshops and seminars, what do you hear parents saying about the college admissions process, the most challenging aspect for them?
You know, Stacey, that's such a great question because I talk with parents all the time, and in fact, that's why I started doing this. My daughter was engaged in the college search almost 10 years ago. She had some direction from her college advisor, but not enough, and a lot of her peers were in the same situation. Parents also felt overwhelmed and confused with the process and the possibility, and so that's what I hear coming from parents is, where do we begin? How can we be helpful to our team? How much should I be involved in my teenager's college search? How do I handle my anxiety as a parent? And how do I support my teen when they're feeling anxious too?
I mean, there's going to be anxiety throughout the entire process. Are you making the right choice? I mean, this is, you know, one of those things when you're a teenager, you know, I think back to when I was searching for college, you know, there are all these different outside factors as well that impact it, you know, finances, can you get aid, where are you going to live? Do you want to be, there's so many questions, right? So anxiety definitely comes into play, you know, from the teenager's perspective as well. And, you know, keeping that in mind, what are the questions that they come to you with?
Well, I have to say, just before we even get to those questions, I want to point out that it does not have to be this incredibly anxiety-provoking experience. In fact, that's why I went into this work, because my background is as a teacher, a principal administrator. I have a doctorate in curriculum development. And when I saw my daughter and her friends and their parents going through this difficult time, I said, you know what? I'm having a great time during this. I'm sitting sort of as an outsider, but I get what the process is. And I know that this can be a transformational journey. It can be shorter than it is. It can be more fun. And yes, there is some anxiety along the way. And teens definitely do ask me questions about what should I be doing to get ready to look at colleges? Where do I begin the process? How do I manage this process? It's the biggest thing I've ever taken on. And how will I know which is the right college for me? And that's why I got into this, because I think really if we start by focusing on who teens are, what their strengths are, help them gather insights into themselves, they can then start to make the good decisions about which colleges are the best match and not get caught up in the frenzy that happens in the media around all of this, you know, the magazines that come out and the books that are written and all those kinds of things.
Yeah, and you know, deciding what you want to do for the rest of your life, I mean, that's kind of a big decision. And do you suggest or recommend to those that you coach and those that you're helping that they have to decide that right exactly at this moment? What is the first step for them in deciding, you know, what type of college that they should go after? What type of, you know, strengths in the programs that these colleges have? What's that first step?
Well, for me, I have a system. It's a 5-step system called Making the Grade, G-R-A-D-E, and it's goal set, research, analyze, decide, and evaluate. So that very first step is goal setting, having a vision of where they are now and where they want to be. And where they want to be could be any number of things. It might be a specific career or a major. It might be a part of the country or a particular setting for a college. So getting in touch with that, because Stacey, your point's well taken, over 50% of students that step onto a college campus do not know what they want their major to be. And even those that do often change their minds. I mean, I'm a perfect example. I went to Clark University, early decision in psychology. I completed my requirements and liked it but didn't love it, looked around, saw what else there was because it was such a great campus and environment for me that I turned to education and I ended up double majoring and finishing in 3.5 years. Now, just to circle back to another question you were talking about, my daughter actually went to the same college I did, but I did not recommend it to her. I thought it was a great choice, don't get me wrong, but I was not the one that opened up the doorway to that conversation. It was her guidance counselor.
So now with guidance counselors and college advisors or even other coaches, how are their approaches or your approach different than, let's say, the typical high school guidance counselor?
Oh, once again, an excellent question because there are such huge differences. My work is very complementary to what guidance counselors do. It really helps students get ready to work with guidance counselors because my process with students is figuring out who you are, then researching the colleges, doing an analysis to see where's a fit and where is not, coming to decisions with your heart and your mind. And so my 5-step process, which is in my book, so students can do it on their own or they can do it with me, the reality is it's all about them. And it's very individualized. Whereas guidance counselors in general, you know, across the United States, the average is one guidance counselor to 457 students.
Wow.
And
yeah,
so
that's a lot of people.
It's amazing. And it's overwhelming. And honestly, some of them don't have the training around the college counseling piece. So they may not have the training. They certainly have a large caseload. They have a number of other responsibilities. And so their focus is really on the paperwork and the process and moving students through the system so that they get it all done. And I'm all about getting it all done. And in fact, my students, I can work with a student. We can start one day, and that student can be done in 60 days if they want to be. So it doesn't have to go on forever. And so I think that's another important piece, is that our processes are complementary but completely different.
So you're helping them analyze, you're a little bit more personalized and focus again on them, you know, major in you, right? I mean, so that is your number one priority, is the individual and making good choices, you know, at a very critical time in their lives. Now, what do you think is the most important message for parents as we, you know, are getting ready to wrap up our call? What is that most important message for parents as they begin to support their teens during this process?
I think the most important message, and I've thought about this a lot because I think there's so many important messages, but to enter the process with eyes wide open. And that's what I mean in terms of eyes wide open about the journey that they're beginning to take. what do schools actually do for your teen and what don't they do? Don't assume they do it all because they do not. Know your role in the process as a parent and get clear about your teen's responsibility, because it is your teen's choice as to where they go to college, because they're going to college. It's their life. We want to give them the tools to make the best decisions.
To find out more about Dr. Jill Greenbaum, her coaching programs, workshops, recordings, free resources, and books, including How to Major in You and Find the Right College, please visit her website, www.majorinyou.com. That's MAJORINYOU.com. And thanks again, Jill, for a fun and informative interview.
Thank you, Stacey. It was my pleasure.
Absolutely. And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR and the creator of the Jennings Wire online magazine. Jennings Wire is a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. Please enjoy more of these posts on JenningsWire.com and discover bloggers that might be perfect for you. Thanks again. Till next time.